say their investigation is ongoing and more information will be provided as it becomes available. Morgan State University has broken ground on a new science and research center. The project will receive $337 million in state funding, the largest state investment in Morgan State history. Congressman and Board of Regents Chair Kwesi Mfume says the landmark complex will bolster the research capabilities at Morgan, which is one of the country's premier HBCUs. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Tomo Sugano takes the hill for Baltimore this afternoon at 12:35 as the Birds try to put yesterday behind them and salvage a game against the Twins. Sugano has been stellar for the Birds all season, a 2.72 ERA over his 8 starts, a 2.13 ERA in his last 5. Ravens extend the contract of running back Derrick Henry, 2 years, $30 million. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta.
He's a pro, does everything the right way. The way that he practices, the way that he takes care of his body, his mentality on the field, his leadership.
4 primetime games for Baltimore this year, including a Sunday night opener at Buffalo, a Thanksgiving night home game against the Bengals. And finally, Preakness 150 just around the corner. Today's stroll down memory lane takes us back 36 years, 1989. The nation captivated by 2 horses, Sunday Silence and Easy Goer, going head-to-head in all 3 Triple Crown races. Sunday Silence had won the Derby and was looking to keep his Triple Crown hopes alive at the Preakness.
And down the stretch they come. On the outside, it's Sunday Silence. Easy Goer with Pat Day. Back to challenge. Heads apart. Easy Goer on the inside with a slight lead. On the outside, Sunday Silence. The rest of them far back. Here's the finish of the Preakness. Sunday Silence and Easy Goer. Photo finish. Noses apart. I can't tell. But on the outside, Sunday Silence with Pat Valenzuela. He's waving his whip like he thinks he won it. The time, 1:53 4/5 seconds.
Indeed it was Sunday Silence, but 3 weeks later, Easy Goer denied Triple Crown glory to Sunday Silence at the Belmont by 8 lengths, running the second fastest Belmont Stakes time of all time behind only Secretariat. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's get beaten by a 179 hitter. And that is Stein on Sports.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of clouds, some rain the rest of this week. A few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder today, 78. Scattered thunder showers tomorrow, 86. And more scattered thunder showers Saturday, 88 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 67 degrees in Dundalk, 65 in Owings Mills, and 66 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. As you can imagine, we're already talking about the AAA bond rating that the state of Maryland no longer has. A lot of people are making some great points on this issue. If you want to weigh in on this, you can at 410-WCBM680. That is 410-922-6680. When Delegate Nino Mangione joins us at the top of the hour, the next hour, we'll get into the details from the report from Moody's. And we're going to get his feedback on this. Obviously, Delegate Mangione is one of the Republicans that tried to rein in spending in Annapolis this session and many other sessions, but the Democrat colleagues just did not want to listen. They did not want to hear about it. They just had their own pet projects that they wanted to go with, and that's what they did. That's exactly what they did. I got a text here from Anthony. Says, where did the $5 billion in the rainy day fund go that Hogan left? Anthony, that's still a very good question. From what we could tell, we asked Delegate Ryan Araki here yesterday. It went towards a lot of pet projects that Governor Westmore wanted to get done. And when I think about that, I think, oh, he had to pay back some of the people that helped get him elected, right? So that's probably where that surplus went. Will he ever admit that? No. He cannot admit that. I just also wanted to touch again on Allegheny County as they're waiting for disaster relief. And they are. They're slamming Governor Westmore right now and the fact that he is not stepping up to the plate. And I just wanted to note, even though, you know, you don't want things to be about race, and I'm not saying that this is about race, but I'll just go ahead and tell you when it comes to Allegheny County. In 2023, there were 12.3 times more white residents, which is 58.6 thousand people in Allegheny County. There are 4.7 thousand black or African American, and you've got 2.19 thousand Hispanic residents in the area as well. So Allegheny County is a mostly or predominantly white area as they're waiting for Governor Westmore to do something, at least, you know, declare a state of emergency, which really takes him nothing to do. He doesn't have to show up to do that. But I just wanted to note, if this was a problem, if you saw this flooding in Baltimore City or PG County, and you saw parents literally running through rushed water to try to get their child from an elementary school as they were being rescued on rafts there in Allegheny County, you best believe there would be a state of emergency declared. But it is in my view, and I could be totally wrong on this, but it is in my view that Allegheny County, for the most part, does vote Republican and for the most part is white. And I think you're not going to get the same privilege as a predominantly black county from Governor Westmore. That's just my two cents on the matter. As I said, I could be totally wrong on this, but this is how I see it. And it's a shame, but this is, again, this is how I see it. I got a couple more text messages I want to read, and then we'll get into some other topics today. Let's see, because I know you guys take time to text in, and I appreciate that. You've got Rox, formerly from Towson, says, Kim, I am sad to hear about the raining, but I'm not surprised. Besides pointing a finger at less is more, we should also point fingers at the legislators and those who voted these people in office, voted for these people in office. The rating drop affects Maryland residents as things will cost more because of the drop. Another thing, property taxes may go up. What about the assessment of our homes that keeps going up? No one talks about the assessments. Yeah, Roxton, and we were talking about that a little bit towards the beginning of the show because Senator Justin Reedy did post a video on his socials yesterday saying that this loss of the AAA bond rating will most likely lead to the reassessment of property taxes. And you're most likely going to see a rise in taxes. And they're going to have to raise our taxes. I mean, think about this. When they have the special session in fall, and we can ask Delegate Mangione when he gets here, but is it my view that they are going to have no choice but to raise taxes even more? And I think a lot of people have been warning about this for many, many years. And unfortunately, you didn't have anybody on the left side of the aisle in office that wanted to tackle the issue. We're going to talk in a second here about Medicaid, but I want you to recall when Senator Bill Ferguson was asked about Medicaid, he told Mackenzie Frost and other reporters up there in Annapolis that there wasn't much that they could do about Medicaid. And then when you start to dig into how many illegal immigrants are on Medicaid, it's like, okay, well, you could do something if you wanted to. We could stop paying at least for the illegal immigrants. That's not even mentioning those that are able-bodied that could go to work. But you can at least stop paying for the illegal immigrants. But they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that. Here's another thing that that most likely happened. And again, we'll talk to Delegate Mangione about this. But I guarantee you that even weighed in on this bond rating is the fact that you've got so many people very vocal about leaving the state. Right? The tax base is pretty much amplifying their voices and the fact that they're telling everyone that will listen that they are leaving the state. And again, that's the right thing to do. That's the right thing to do. Because, of course, you know, in my mind, as a Republican, I'm thinking, all right, how can we prepare for this? Right? I mean, we saw this in Baltimore City. What did they still call it? The white flight? Wasn't that the whole thing, the white flight? Now you have middle-class black families leaving Baltimore City. Are they calling it the black flight? No. No, you can't call it that. Right? I mean, it's just, it's such a joke. It's such a joke. And real quick, let me get back to the text here. But real quick, I was watching, what was I watching? I think it was Newsmax last night. And you have now all of these Ivy League, you know, intelligent, supposedly genius people coming forward and they're saying, well, you know, we've been analyzing the Constitution. And when it comes to birthright citizenship, President Trump is so wrong. He's getting it wrong. And the Constitution says if you were born here, then you get to stay here. I understand the Supreme Court is going to make this decision, and we're going to leave it to the Supreme Court, right? That's not how I understand the 14th Amendment. It's not how everybody understands the 14th Amendment. But I will just say, those individuals, in my mind, and I don't know if you feel the same way, they have lost all credibility. All credibility. And it's not just the fact that they had such stupid decisions during the COVID pandemic, right? That was one. But then the second time is the fact that here we were, not even 2 or 3 years ago, trying to define what a woman was. So you're telling me you can break down the Constitution and you know absolutely what our founding fathers wanted to say there with the 14th Amendment. But just 2 years ago, you had no idea what a woman was? You've lost all credibility. You're done. You're done. Pack your bags and go home. It was the same individuals that were telling us to wear these cloth masks that did not work during COVID, right? The social distancing. Walking in Walmart, making sure you were 6 feet apart from everybody else. Like, these people aren't intelligent. They might be book smart, but I don't think they have high IQs. And so, yes, we'll keep our eyes on that story as far as what the Supreme Court decides to do with birthright citizenship. But I'm not listening to those people. I'm not listening at all. I got a text here from Marty. Marty says, well, maybe Johnny Olszewski can fix Wes Moore's problems. Oh, gosh. Yeah, if you miss that. Johnny Olszewski did write an op-ed, and it was published in Fox News, Fox News National. And there were a lot of people outraged in the comments that they would Fox News would publish a piece from Johnny Olszewski, the congressman now in the 2nd District. And there were people that were saying, well, why would they post something from this guy? He's the worst. But I didn't look at it that way. I looked at it as, you know, how embarrassing for this guy. Because here he is telling everyone that he knows how to best run, government. He was saying basically when it comes to Elon Musk and President Trump, he could do a better job. He ran Baltimore County into the ground, quite literally into the ground. And then on top of it, if you know so much, as you pointed out, Marty, if you know so much on how to be fiscally conservative and run government, why aren't you calling your friend in Westmore? Why aren't you calling him? Could you give him the details, the tips? It's because you have no idea what you're doing either. And that's why you went from an executive to a legislator. You know, look, nothing against legislators. They get to make laws. What I wanted to do. But when you're an executive, when you're in that position, it's like no other. Right? That's the same reason why former Governor Larry Hogan said he really didn't have much interest in running for the Senate seat. I know why. Being an executive is totally different. Unfortunately, we have people in these executive positions like, you know, Mayor Brandon Scott in Baltimore, or now you got Governor Westmore, excuse me. And these people have no business being executives. They can't run a business. And that's how you have to run the state or the country, like a business. Whether people agree with that or not, when somebody is running, when the executive is running the place like a business, it just works. More people are making money. You have less job loss. You have companies and corporations wanting to set up their hubs in your state or in your country. It is totally different. When you run it like a business, everybody wins. When you run it like a nonprofit, just the very top of the chain. They're the winners. That nonprofit founder, the nonprofit CEO, the nonprofit COO, right? It's that little group. They're the ones bringing in the big salaries. And that's what we're doing here in the state of Maryland. It's a shame. But yes, if you want to go to Fox News, you can read Johnny Olszewski's op-ed. And I was laughing because he wrote it himself, right? Number one. Like when you're getting a compliment on running something very well or doing such a great job, usually it's somebody else writing it, you know, about the great job that you did. He wrote it about himself. He said, look, guys, I ran Baltimore County and I did a fantastic job. You know, even if you wrote it, Johnny, I think the best thing to do is to have somebody else submit it and put their name on it. Right? I mean, patting your own back in that situation, that's embarrassing. It is. I got Chip in the text line. Chip says, Kim, nothing is going to change until the voting public stands up and starts electing responsible representatives. The Democrats are not going to lobby for themselves to be terminated. The Republicans need to stand up and start coming to the public every day, every week, every month, and highlight the issues at hand and takes time to change people's mind. Doing nothing and hoping it'll change is never going to happen. Well, Chip, I will say, the Maryland Freedom Caucus in Annapolis this time around, I said it before, I'll say it again, they did a fantastic job with messaging. They did a fantastic job with getting the word out. They did a fantastic job hosting rallies, hosting events. They did a fantastic job on the ground. Chip, I would say a few years ago, maybe, possibly, we weren't doing the best that we could with the Republican Party. You can't say that about the past year. You definitely can't say that about the past legislative session. They did a phenomenal job. A phenomenal job. And so when you're in the minority, you need more people to step up. And so if you're listening to this show, this is why we always talk about people getting involved. If you listen to the show and you're not happy about the way things are going, that's why I suggested, I mean, even if you're just walking in the, you know, the 4th of July Day parade, with like a candidate or an elected official, just showing the Democrat Party, look, we do have the numbers. We are getting more people involved. We are organizing and we have more people that are willing to vote you out. They need to see that for themselves. They need to see it. If they don't see it, they're going to continue doing what they're doing. I got a text here from Daniel. Daniel says Les Moore wants to make Maryland into California. You know, Daniel, now it makes sense why he was so upset when people compared him to Gavin Newsom. Remember that comment? He was P.O.'d, man. They said, oh, he's the next Gavin Newsom. California, this is coming Maryland. How many statements did he make on that one? Oh, he was not happy. He was not happy. And it wasn't that he wasn't happy about being compared to somebody else that's progressive and completely out of their mind with these, you know, pie in the sky ideas. That wasn't the part. It was because it's Gavin Newsom. And in Wes Moore's mind, he's going to have to run against him in a primary for the Oval Office. And so when you compared him to Gavin Newsom, you basically were saying, you know, we're putting you on the same level. So when you get to that presidential primary, whether it's 28 or 2032 or what have you, they're saying, you know, you're basically the same thing. And so he doesn't want to be the same as Gavin, right? He wants to stand out. He wants to be the next Barack Obama. And so he was mad. He was big mad. I got Michael in the text line. Mike says, my kids go to the same private school as John Carden's kid, and he's one of the worst kids. Or as you're saying, he's one of the worst. Carden must be one of the worst in office. That must be what she meant to say. I know it might have come out. You know what's happening, I think, Brian the producer? People probably do a lot of, like, talk to text. Because sometimes I am trying to figure out what you guys are trying to say. And sometimes it's not so clear. Sometimes. Let's see, I've got from Calvin. It says, good morning, Kim. That money went towards giving everyone salary raises. Oh, that could be, Calvin. You're talking about the surplus left by Governor Larry Hogan. You know, in Governor Moore's office, he does have people that are being paid very well. Same thing with Mayor Brandon Scott's office. A lot of them are with comms and strategy because they're looking, obviously, to run for higher office. So you could be right there, Calvin. A lot of that could have gone to salaries. All right, when we get back, we're going to switch topics here. We are going to talk about the waste, fraud, and abuse. when it comes to Medicaid. And then also I want to send love, prayers, and condolences to a firefighter that we lost in Baltimore City. Again, another hit to our first responders. And I want to make sure that we give him the proper memorial here at WCBM.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here in studio with Maryland, Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Got a question for you, Vinny. What do you think the number one challenge home sellers face in this current real estate market?
Hey, Sean, you know the market has been strong for selling, but the biggest challenge for those that need to buy as well is trying to find the perfect home in a low inventory market, plus timing the sale of their current home with the purchase of their new home.
Now, we've talked over the years about all the different options you have available that the typical real estate agent would be clueless on.
We have several programs depending on our customers' needs, but our most popular include our exclusive trade-up program and sell today and stay for up to 12 months. All the programs are designed to help home sellers get the most amount of money within their time frame with the least amount of hassle and inconvenience.
So if you're trying to figure out how to sell and buy at the same time, call or text Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit vinnysteele.com.
Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless. That comes with a lot of fine print. Plus, 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 plus. Oh, in other words, you pay more, more, more. At the end of the day, you paid for that, quote, free phone three times over. There is a better way. Pure Talk, my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, my sponsor, my wireless company, has a much better offer. A free phone with a qualifying plan for just $35 a month, and you get a brand new Samsung Galaxy A26. Just make the switch to Pure Talk for $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot and roaming, all on America's most dependable 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, #250, keyword save now. Get your free Samsung Galaxy with a qualifying plan when you switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
The Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, Trump's historic Middle Eastern trip continues as Democrats continue to hurl insults and obstacles.
They're a bunch of dried up old farts who haven't had sex since Eisenhower.
Tulsi Gabbard is firing deep state rats.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for her, Johnny?
And more bad news for Letitia James.
You and your friends keep on playing punk gangsters and we're going to land on you hard.
I hope she looks good in orange.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, I got some more text messages here. Bob from Hanover, it's a great message. He says, in 2025, Maryland's Medicaid costs are $4.6 billion, and $6.1 billion is paid for by state taxpayers. The federal government is going to cut state Medicaid funding, which will shift additional financial burdens to Maryland taxpayers. Yes, Bob, you're absolutely correct in that. If you haven't noticed, if you haven't realized, right, even when it comes to the energy costs, everything in this state, when they have that special session this fall, they are going to raise taxes on absolutely everyone. No matter your social economic status, no matter how many people you might know on the inside, right, you're part of the crew, your taxes are going to go up. We can't afford anything else. And yet, we can't afford even some of the things that they passed, right? And so how do they plan to deal with it? By raising taxes on you. It's really sad. It's sad indeed. Got some more text messages before we head on. Again, we're going to be joined by Doug at Nino Mangione at 11 o'clock. So we can definitely talk about this much more. I do have a text here. It says, Cam, there are only two legitimate GOP Supreme Court justices to trust. The rest are all liberals. There's no way this law will be on the side of Trump. Yeah, we're going to have to wait and see what happens there. I don't know. You know, it is kind of ridiculous when you have all these people that are weighing in and they're like, well, this is birthright citizenship. This is that. And if you're born here, if you're born a woman, you're a woman. If you're born a man, you're a man. So you'll talk about birthright citizenship, but you won't talk about what someone is born as, right? It's like you're saying, oh, no, you can identify as anything you want to identify as. And that's why I said a lot of those people lost all credibility, not just from that, but from COVID. Very sad indeed. I did want to talk to you real quick about the update here. The Baltimore Fire Lieutenant suffers a medical issue on the aerial ladder, and that is Lieutenant Mark Dranbauer, 44 years old, very young, my age. He was about halfway up the ladder when he was stricken. And Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace did give a presser in regards. If you haven't seen it already, I even reposted on my social media pages about Lieutenant Mark Dranbauer. And from what I read, he collapsed and fell backwards, but he remained attached to the ladder. And so then the crews, and they're saying they did a remarkable job getting Lieutenant Dranbauer off the ladder. And then they took him to the hospital, and unfortunately, he was continuing to fight for his life. He was a 23-year veteran of the department, and obviously I send my love and condolences to his family, his friends, and even all those with the Baltimore City Fire Department, because I don't know if you've ever interacted at all with firefighters, but I'll tell you what, they are like family members. They are like family members, and I'm sure this is just absolutely catastrophic. As we did talk about the warehouse fire that happened last week in West Baltimore, where Lieutenant Mark Dranbauer was, we didn't get a chance to talk about it with the vice president of the fire union, but the fire that he was attempting to douse was downtown in Baltimore, and you might have saw that there were two firefighters that were injured. Lieutenant Mark Dranbauer was one of those firefighters. And again, I feel so bad for his family and friends. Of course, you know, this is just always what I do. I did look up his Facebook page, and I saw that he has a son, a very young son. And my heart breaks for his son. But these are our hometown heroes. And again, we appreciate all of our first responders and everything that you do for us on a daily basis. You get up and you put your life on the line for people you've never even met. And we do appreciate you. We absolutely do. All right, we're going to talk about Medicaid coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Plugston in Washington. Tariff-induced price increases will soon show up at Walmart. The company says the Trump administration's trade war is forcing it to raise prices on goods starting later this month. Word of the price hikes comes as the nation's largest retailer posted solid first quarter sales. Ford is recalling nearly 274,000 of its Expedition and Lincoln-branded Navigator SUVs due to an issue that may cause a loss of brake function while driving, increasing the risk of a crash. There were 30,000 fewer U.S. drug overdose deaths in 2024 than the year before. That was the largest one-year decline on record. Russian President Putin was a no-show in Turkey today. That's where Ukrainian President Zelensky arrived for negotiations after issuing a challenge for Putin to meet him. This is SRN News.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements going on right now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, and buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites, save big with Rescue rollback pricing, and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol support, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 and speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings in over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial Dales are going on now through May the 29th. So go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com today for your Rescue Natural Supplements Memorial Day sale.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It was bad enough the Orioles lost game one the way they did, then game two happened.
And here's Cody Clemens. Clemens is swinging a high fly ball into right field and deep. This one back towards the wall. It is gone, a home run! Cody Clemens does it again! And the Twins take the lead here in the eighth inning.
Call courtesy of Twins TV, Cody Clemens, son of Roger, a 179 hitter on the season, takes Yennier Cano deep, and an excruciating day for Oriole fans comes to a close in the doubleheader sweep. 6-3 loss in the opener, 8-6 loss in the nightcap. Baltimore didn't score after the third inning in either game, a bitter pill to swallow for manager Brandon Hyde.
They're making plays. their teams are getting hits against those in big spots, and we're just having a tough time doing that.
Walsh drops the Birds to a season-high 11 games under 500, 9 games back in the East. The NFL released its schedule in full last night, and the Ravens earned 4 primetime affairs, of which 2 will be at home, 1 on Thanksgiving night against the Bengals. Also, 2 TBD flex games in the final 2 weeks, at the Packers and at the Steelers. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps go face-to-face with elimination. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Not much rain to slow you down the rest of today. Cloudy, but only a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder as low pressure continues to make its way northward. Temperatures a little bit warmer, 78 this afternoon. A few thunder showers late tonight. Tomorrow, scattered showers, some thunder. It's warm, 86. And scattered thunder showers Saturday, 88 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Own a small business? Contact BGE to request an energy efficiency analysis at no additional cost to you. And get easy-to-follow advice on ways to save energy and money. Visit bgesmartenergy.com/small business.
Jim Barbie in White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, happy Thursday to all of you. We have a lot to talk about today. I did want to say, you know what, real quick, I saw pieces of The View floating around on social media yesterday, and I saw the former Chicago mayor, Rahm Emanuel. And I will just say, if you are a Democrat and you're looking to, I don't know, one day run for the Oval Office, I suggest you call The View. Because it seems to me that they will have anybody and anyone on to talk about politics as long as you are on the same side of the aisle and you're just as progressive. You know, Governor Wes Moore was there not too long ago. Yesterday you had Chicago Mayor, former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. And I guarantee you, you're going to see more and more people on the left, including Pete Buttigieg, AOC, Bernie Sanders. I think, you know what? Bernie Sanders was on there not too long ago, actually. But I just can't understand why The View, well, I guess I can't understand. It's ABC. But he was on the panel, and I wanted to play some of this audio for you because I recall when he was the mayor of Chicago, and when I'm talking about ridiculous crime stats, ridiculous murder rates and non-fatal shootings. Man, oh man, former Mayor Rahm Emanuel takes the cake. Even more than Lori Lightfoot, which is hard to believe. But they were gushing over this guy as he sat there on the panel. Take a listen.
The Republicans have both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue. The diagnostics is an energized Democratic base. You just saw it yesterday in Omaha mayoral election.
Yes.
Independents are 2-1 against Trump. The Republicans are now, it's going to be a referendum on them. And I actually do have confidence that the public's already figured this out. It has all the makings of a big election, and you'll see it both in 2025 in Virginia and New Jersey gubernatorial. Mm-hmm. You'll see it in 2026 in the House and Senate. Democrats need to make this time not just about Trump and the Republicans. They should. But the day that election's over, it's no longer a referendum. It's a choice, and we have to have the argument for the country.
Okay.
The American dream is unaffordable. Mm-hmm. The American dream is inaccessible. Mm-hmm. And that should be unacceptable to all of us.
That's on the Democrats.
And yes. Now, look. That's right. We're good. Our kids are good. Yeah. The question is, everybody in this audience, they just want one thing, their kids to have a shot. And the problem is Washington's given them the shaft. Yeah. And that is wrong.
This sounds very
You sound like a presidential candidate.
You do sound like a presidential candidate.
No, I am in training. I don't know if I'll make the Olympics, though.
He is in training. That means he's got an exploratory committee out there. Look, Rahm Emanuel, I would think that he has no shot whatsoever. But will he raise money? Sure, because he's been away long enough for many voters in general to forget how bad he was as the mayor of Chicago. If you can't run a city, and this is what I was saying with Mayor Brandon Scott, if you can't run a city, how in the world are you going to run the country? You can't. You cannot. But here, I thought, you know what? This is giving me Michael Avenatti vibes. Remember Michael Avenatti? He's in jail right now. Michael Avenatti, he was the lawyer that was representing Stormy Daniels. And it later came out that he extorted the brand Nike, right? Remember that whole situation? And that he was also stealing money from his client, Stormy Daniels. And so now he's behind bars. But I recall when Michael Avenatti sat there on The View with those women, and they were applauding him and saying, oh my gosh, you should run for president. Remember that whole thing? Boy, oh boy, they really lack. They lack awareness here. Like, read the room. You know, everything that Rahm Emanuel really said is most likely, true. The American dream right now is unaffordable. It seems unattainable for many young people, especially young adults. But how do we get there? Ridiculous spending. Ridiculous taxes. All the regulations. We've added more government, and because of that, we pay more. And a lot of those decisions happen on both sides of the aisle. But when you're looking at the past 4 years versus the last 100 days, I'm sure, I guarantee you, this is why President Trump's approval rating isn't so bad. I guarantee you there are more people that are willing to vote Republican in 2026 and possibly 2028 because of the changes that have been made in the last 100 days. It's totally different. It's, with the Democrat Party, and it's like they like that upper class, and then they feed off of that bottom class. You know what I mean? Like, that's how they make it work with the things that they do. And they'll be the first ones to say, well, I'm the first that did this. I'm the first that did that. I'm making history because I'm the first that ever, I'm black in the seat. That doesn't matter when voters are going to vote. And they have less money in their bank accounts. They don't care if you're the first black person in that seat. From middle class on down, they don't care. And the fact that people even tout that as if it's like some accomplishment. You're black, okay? You're Hispanic, so? You're gay, who cares? And so I don't know how the Democrat Party gets away from that. I know that's what Rahm Emanuel was talking about. Making the American dream more affordable. And I agree, it's not affordable right now, but it isn't the Democrat Party that's going to deliver. Speaking of which, let's go over to Medicaid. RFK Jr. was on Capitol Hill yesterday, and if you missed it, he was actually testifying in front of committee, and there were some protesters that actually got very close to him. I didn't put that audio in the show plan today, but you can go ahead and see the videos online if you want to. There were protesters that actually ran up behind him as he was giving a testimony there, and the security had to jump in. Capitol Police, were ripping these people out of there. One of those individuals that got a little too crazy was actually the owner of Ben & Jerry's ice cream. And it was funny because some of the comments were like, well, this is interesting. The guy that's making people fat on his ice cream is there. Is there protesting RFK Jr.? It does make sense when you think about it. right? It does make sense. Because RFK Jr. is probably going to tell people, you know, you should probably eat less ice cream. So I can see how, you know, the Ben and Jerry's guy has some interest in this. But, you know, the reason he was there is because of Medicaid. Now, this is what many people have been talking about on both sides of the aisle, especially on the left, about the cut to Medicaid. And so people understand it to be cuts of waste, fraud, and abuse. And then some people understand it a little differently. And I think this conversation is different because you have two Republicans. Well, I'll say RFK Jr. is more, he's an independent, not a Republican. But you have a Republican senator that's actually against what RFK Jr. is advocating for. First, take a listen to RFK Jr. as he explains to a member of Congress on some of the cuts that they plan to do to Medicaid.
So do you disagree with the cuts that are being proposed for Medicaid right now?
Oh, the cuts to, you know, this is a, I don't know if you understand this or whether you're just mouthing, you know, the Democratic talking points. The cuts to Medicaid are for fraud, waste, and abuse. And I'll tell you what that means. It means that because of DOGE, we were able to determine, and it's about 8 million people who would be affected. Because of DOGE, we were able to determine that there are a million people who are claiming Medicaid from multiple states. That's illegal. It's theft. You're not allowed to do that. There are another million people who are collecting both under Obamacare and Medicaid.
Secretary, that has nothing to do with the budget that's
actually being proposed.
These are
the only cuts that are being made. These are the only cuts that are being made to Medicaid.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. There are another million illegal aliens. We announced a law yesterday, a rule yesterday, we're not going to pay illegal aliens anymore. And guess what Gavin Newsom did this morning? He said we're going to take all the illegal aliens off the California Medicaid rolls because the feds aren't paying for them anymore. So the compassion ends.
Secretary, let me focus you on the actual numbers of the budget that's being proposed.
I regain
my time. I think what you are saying is absolutely inaccurate in terms of the 13 million Americans that will lose access to healthcare. Let me tell you, the folks in my district are not actually getting Medicaid in another state. They can't travel to get it in another state. The clinics that are providing that life-saving care are the last resort for folks.
Let me tell you the last category. Last category is adults who are able-bodied, who refuse to look for a job, to volunteer, to get a job, or to show that they are or to take a part-time job.
I agree with Tom. That is absolutely not true. The vast majority of folks in a community like mine who are on Medicaid are working. They want to work. People want to be able to make sure that
they're in no danger of losing their Medicaid.
That's just not true. We've seen time after time, including in Arkansas and Florida and other states, that when you put more red tape, yes, but we've seen this chapter before. When you put more red tape in front of people actually getting that life-saving care, you're going to prevent people from accessing health insurance and being able to go see a doctor.
Medicaid is for poor children. It's for mothers, and it's for the disabled.
It is, and 13 million of those people are going to lose health insurance if this budget becomes law.
They're already losing their health insurance because of all the able-bodied people who are not working looking for jobs.
All right, so RFK Jr. Speaking to, I don't even know that guy's name, that member of Congress. I apologize. I didn't even write that down. But he is a Democrat, obviously. But as RFK Jr. was trying to explain, you've got over a million illegal immigrants that are taking advantage of Medicaid. Those individuals should be cut. He also tried to explain there that in California, Gavin Newsom did announce that he is going to cut illegal immigrants from receiving Medicaid. So they're going to take that step in California because he knows that the Trump administration is very serious when they say they're no longer going to cover illegal immigrants from the federal level. So he's making those changes. Also, 4.8 million able-bodied Americans allegedly are on Medicaid that are able to go to work. And they're choosing not to. Okay. Now, you also heard there that there are people in RFK Jr.'s mind that are taking advantage of Medicaid in multiple states. Now, do we have an exact number on that? It didn't sound like he had an exact number, but it was in his belief that there are people claiming Medicaid in more than one state, and there is a loophole where these people are able to get away with it. And so if you think about that as if, you know, just cutting the waste, fraud, and abuse part of Medicaid, In RFK Jr.'s mind, and many Republicans, and obviously in President Trump's mind, they're going to save a lot of money. And when you're looking at the trillions of dollars that we have in debt, they believe this is the best way to go about it, you know, when tackling some of the health care issues that we have. Now, on the flip side of this, and I want to get your take on this, and where do you stand on this GOP Medicaid bill? Again, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. On the flip side of that, you've got Senator Josh Hawley, who has a totally different opinion. And again, he's another Republican. Take a listen.
So if this bill comes over from the House to the Senate and you have to vote on it, are you no if this bill does not change?
Yo, I'm not going to support this bill from the House in this form. I think that's clear. It's got to change before it can pass the Senate. And I continue to stand by my line in the sand, which is no Medicaid benefit cuts. Listen, if you want to do work requirements, I'm all for that. I bet every Republican and I bet most Americans would agree with that. But we're not talking here about just work requirements. The House goes much, much, much further than that. This is real Medicaid benefit cuts. I can't support that. No Republican should support that. We're the party of the working class, Manu. We need to act like it.
All right. So Senator Josh Hawley believes that this is catastrophic, and it sounds to me that he believes it's catastrophic in a political way. And that's why he said he believes all Republicans should be against this, because what's going to happen is you're, even if you're just cutting the illegals or the able-bodied Americans that do not need to be on Medicaid, even if you cut those individuals, in Senator Josh Hawley's mind, that's going to hurt the Republican Party in 2026. Now, we've seen in the past where Democrats were able to harp on an issue. I think that did sway some voters during a midterm election cycle. And I would say in 2022, remember we had the Dobbs decision? I do believe that there were a lot of people that were swayed, because when you have the Democrats saying, look, these people are against being pro-choice, these people are rolling back your rights as women, and right, they were harping on all this, and that was from the leaked Dobbs decision. Just thinking about that, we never got to the bottom of the leaker, right? Of course not. But it did hurt us politically. And I think that's the case Senator Josh Hawley is trying to make. So I want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Do we touch it? Do we do what RFK Jr. is suggesting? Do we take the illegal immigrants off of Medicaid? Do we take the able-bodied Americans off of Medicaid? And then do we make sure that we have no one claiming Medicaid in multiple states? Do we do that? Or do we do as Senator Josh Hawley says and just don't touch it at all? Just leave it and add that work requirement to it. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. It's a tough question. It's a tough question because, of course, you want to save this money. You don't want the waste, fraud, and abuse. But at the other hand of this, if President Trump loses the House and the Senate in 2026, then what? You see? And it's like, God, it's so crazy how you have to think about this sometimes. And you don't want to think about it that way. But I want to get your take on this. I got a text here. Let's see. Joe says, RFK is not qualified to be a health secretary. Besides the fact that he takes his grandkids to swim in a sewage runoff, I can't stand listening to him talk. It is very unpleasant. Respectfully, Joe from B-More. Joe, I don't know, you know, what we would consider qualified for a health secretary. I mean, the last health secretary we had was a trans person. I mean, under Biden. I mean, what? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So I don't know what I would say when it's qualified or not qualified. But I will say, Joe, in this conversation, we're really talking about what Doge discovered, right? We're not really talking about RFK and his qualifications. We're talking about whether or not we cut illegals and all these other things for Medicaid. Or do we just leave it as is, as Senator Josh Hawley suggested. Okay, Ken, coming up next, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
Ascension St. Agnes Hospital is seeking a full-time physician assistant, too, in Baltimore, Maryland, to assist the attending physician in all aspects of general hospital care for patients. Benefits, paid time off, various health insurance options and wellness plans, retirement benefits including employer match plans, long-term and short-term disability, employee assistance programs, parental leave and adoption assistance, tuition reimbursement and ways to give back to your community. Benefit options and eligibility vary by position.
Salary range $110,000 to $136,000. Nights, weekend, and holiday pay incentives may apply. Compensation varies based on factors, including but not limited to experience, skills, education, performance, and salary range at the time of the offer. Contact Maritza Rivas, Director of Operations, Hospital-Based Practices, 900 South Caton Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Maritza Rivas at ascension.org.
Own a small business? Contact BGE to request an energy analysis at no additional cost to you and get easy-to-follow advice on ways to save energy and money. Visit bgesmartenergy.com/smallbusiness.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
There's an inclination, Sean, of saying you're not moving in a direction in the pure MAGA people want to move it.
President Trump was elected with 77 million votes. His agenda is what needs to be moved forward. His agenda is the MAGA agenda. It is the America First agenda. So if you're working at odds against the President of the United States, he's the one that the people of this country elected. So if you're working against that, then what good are you?
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about Medicaid. Again, this is a huge topic on the national level. I just want to tell you, Maryland Matters, this is the headline they have. U.S. House panel decides, or U.S. House panel passes GOP plan that cuts Medicaid by $625 billion with a B, and then adds work requirements. So, you know, again, you have Republicans on either side of this issue, and I wanted to get your take on it. Let's see, Michelle in Westminster, you wanted to weigh in?
Good morning, Kim. How are you today?
Good morning. Good. Doing great.
Well, one of the reasons why Trump is acting as quickly and boldly as he is that he is keeping everybody engaged. Right now, we have the floor, we have the microphone, and the consensus of the country is illegals do not deserve the things that were meant for Americans only. So what we are cutting out of Medicaid is those who don't deserve it in the first place. We have the floor, we frame the argument and the discussion, and we don't worry about it. Take the cut, do what needs to be done. And what we also need to do is make sure that Mr. Hawley and the folks like him who continue to stop the forward momentum that Trump and MAGA have and make sure that maybe they get primaries. I'm done with all these rhinos. I'm done with the Republicans sitting on their hands. This bill is going to be a disaster because of the fact that they have had this much time to play with it. It's going to just be a lot of smoke and mirrors, and I think Trump's going to end up by taking it in the teeth if they allow everything, if he does not go through it and make sure it is where it's supposed to be and no more smoke and mirrors.
Okay, so you're on the side of RFK Jr., where it's just like make the cuts that are necessary. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. Thank you. Hope we have a great weekend. Tori in Denton. Tori, what say you on Medicaid?
Well, there's been a lot of people that have paid into the system over the years, and that the fact that we're talking about keeping illegals on Medicaid really blows my mind. And for myself, you know, I'm not, you know, I like to see all of our senior citizens benefit from Medicaid or Medicare, whatever they may need, because my dad had cancer and he deserves to have it. Not just because he's a veteran, but because he's worked into the system his entire life just to have it, because he's retired now. And the fact that we have Republicans and Democrats bickering back and forth about this bill is stupid. I am on the side of RFK Jr. that we need to make cuts where it needs to be, but at the same time, we need to have everything that, you know, I know Trump will do what's right and look at this bill and see if it needs to be fixed and veto it if he has to. I really hope that he have everything put in there that he promised during his campaign. I know a lot of Republicans, I know he doesn't really make the laws. All he can do is just sign it into law and make it known that he's for it. But Let's just hope that that they actually, like, say what they're going to do for once instead of sitting on their hands and argue back and forth. This is why a lot of people don't you know, that's why Democrat, you know, approval rating is so low.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there with you, Tori. Thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
The text line here, Tiffany in the county says, morning, Kim. I wonder why Josh Hawley is also saying that the medical cuts will hurt his state. I know he supports President Trump. Why does the bill call for the cuts to not happen until 2029? It sounds like these cuts might be a problem. Only time will tell, but I will say all these cuts have been an issue for a lot of people. Maybe this was just a fear tactic, but the issue is there have already been a lot of cuts, so people believe it. Yeah, Tiffany, it is very hard to judge exactly where Senator Josh Hawley is coming from. I think RFK Jr. made his statements pretty clear. But yeah, sounds like they're going to go back and forth on this for quite some time. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Delegate Nino Mangione. We're going to talk about the AAA bonding that the state of Maryland, no longer has.
Hey, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand